Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, Niccolò Comotti here at Venezia 76, and today I'm pleased to be joined by Sergei Lutsnitsa. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Sergei, you're here with your latest endeavor. We're talking about State Funeral. And no, it's not just a funeral, it's a funeral one of the most polarizing and influential figures, whether we want it or not, of the 20th century. We're talking about Joseph Vissarionovich Stalin. You managed to get hold of the archival footage of the whole procedure from the very, very moment when the death was announced to the parade, the mausoleum, the layover. First of all, how did you end up finding this footage, and when did you actually realize that this is a unique moment for you actually to make a film?
It is second film which I made with this archive. It's a Russian film photo state archive in Krasnogorsk. And when I made previous film, it is always with me. When I make something, I already have idea for the next. And already this idea was. And when I know that they have quite a lot, it was 200 boxes, I think, right. Maybe more, quite a lot of footage of only Stalin's funeral, I decide just to look. And when I have seen this, I was such impressed and decide to make a film. This happened in January, February. And now film is ready. No, it's like seven months. But we just finished film before Venice. The print came 28th of August.
That is crazy.
Yeah. But it was a long way, and the biggest part of this time we spent for editing. 4 months. This is with me first time probably, because I edit very fast normally, but it was plenty of this footage, and we have first of all divided and described every single shot, and it was like 19,000 shots.
Wow.
You know, this is quite a serious job, and after that everything more or less easy.
And you also have this, it was a very compelling way to portray the funeral. We have this constant alternation between black and white and also the colored footage. And in between this counterpoint, you know, this balance between the two, you also kind of almost play with a bit of time. So sometimes, you know, with a black and white, you see a person and then it comes in the colored version and we just skip a couple of seconds back. And so we even get this sort of idea of the time that almost like stops for Stalin, and as well for the switch between one and two. But what was the most challenging bit in the editing part, in addition to the volume of work that you had to work with?
So, first of all, when we edit, we have all footage in black and white. When my assistant copied footage in archive, it was black and white. And I didn't know what is a color, what is not. And they shoot in color and black and white. And thanks God, I didn't know that. And thanks God, we work with black and white.
Okay.
Because if I start to use, I will thinking how to make a color episode and what is the meaning of that episode and what is the meaning of symbolical meaning of using color and how to use color. And when we received scanned material and put it in line, and I realized that, okay, this is a color, this is not, this is a... And I decided to use all, because I have two possibilities, three. One possibility is now impossible to make a color everywhere. It's a lot of money, and I don't know what kind of result. One possibility, make a black and white all, but I lose quite a lot. Because color is fantastic. And
exactly.
And I decide, okay, in the middle, just forget it and use how it is. And this is, I think, the right decision.
Oh.
Not to just and open from the beginning that I will use that and that and that. And this jump, very interesting also.
Oh, no, definitely. I love the fact that it's completely random. That's an amazing piece of information. And just to conclude, so last question. After working on this, and this sort of relentless portrayal of, we can call it almost like idolatry, you know, like worshipping a figure, especially a stately figure. So we're not talking about any religious part, although the fundamentalism is sort of the same. Once you ended towards that, and you know, especially with the discourses, the final discourses, and the speech and the funeral, did you linger on specific characters because you knew what it meant, that there was a sort of shift in history? Because I know that there was many more characters actually giving the speech. So what was your idea to choose those three mainly?
No, it was only three.
Only three. Okay.
Yes, and this is Soviet tradition, okay. Very strict.
Okay.
And it means something, and full of symbolic.
Right.
First of all, one person have to announce beginning and announce the people who have a speeches. Second, first person who say something, it is a next Stalin or next representative of the power.
The success, yeah.
So, second person have to announce that he will be next, and he did it. This is Beria, and this is a person who have power in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the third person represent country for foreigners, because it was a Molotov.
Right. Yeah.
First, it's a Malenkov for people, for citizen. Second, who is a power, Beria, and third, have some speeches for foreigners.
That's amazing.
Be quiet, nothing changed. We will continue the same line. This is an idea, and it's very interesting. The text, it's very interesting.
Indeed, yeah.
And I have to reduce, because all this meeting was like 45 minutes, and I have to make it 15 minutes, but I choose the most important parts. So I make a mic reduction.
That is amazing.
Yes, Beria for that sent me to Gulag. But
well, luckily
he was,
it's not around.
He was, you know, he was killed 3 months.
Exactly,
after.
Exactly. You know, the term was the beginning.
This is what is interesting. We have a fact and document of the under carpet fighting for the power, and we have some signature of this fighting through all this funeral. And it was very important for me to use to put in film the portrait of Stalin's son. Stalin's son was arrested in summer and was put in, he is sitting in the prison till his death. He was 7 years in prison. Because he came to, I think, Chinese embassy with a report that they killed his father.
Yeah.
So, and he's sitting in the prison, in one person in camera without his name, in with a nickname, and etc. Can you imagine? And now these people of that opera sitting near the dead body of the greatest, biggest dictator of the 20th century, who just turning around his finger whole world, we can say.
Yeah.
What kind of huge event they fix, and nobody have seen.
Nobody.
Now
seen.
You have this opportunity. Welcome to cinema.
Or we invite exactly everybody out there to go and watch State Funeral. Amazing piece of documentation. Thank you so much for making
it,
Sergei. And
thank you
for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.